You've reached emergency roadside assistance. This is Bridget. How may I help you?
Hello, my name is Zachary Bloom. I called you guys at 6:30 this morning, needing a tow, and you guys dispatched a tow company, and you sent me a text message at 6:58 saying it would be 2 hours. Well, it's now 9:50, and they just called me and asked me if I have a two-wheel drive vehicle. When I told you guys I have all-wheel drive, and the tow truck driver says he doesn't have a dolly. So he's saying it's going to be at least another hour.
Okay. Let's see here.
I've already been waiting for 3 hours.
Okay, you say you have a two-wheel drive?
All-wheel drive. No,
all-wheel drive.
All-wheel drive.
And yes, that's what's on the ticket. Yes. It was answered. The question was answered as a yes. Okay, well, they didn't look at the ticket, or they didn't ask our customer service rep, was it a four-wheel drive or an all-wheel drive or two-wheel drive?
They clearly don't give a shit, because I called them at 9:30 asking where they were at, and they told me that they were out in Pleasanton still on another tow, and they were supposed to be here an hour earlier.
Okay, well, I do apologize for that. The only thing I can do right now is cancel this out and find you another provider.
How long is it going to take?
I don't know that, sir.
Hours.
I don't know. I can just do as fast as I can and what the service provider allows, because they're on their own schedule. And
I'll call back if they don't show up within the next hour.
Okay, so they did say they were coming?
No, the guy told me he doesn't have a dolly. He's going to have to go get another tow truck.
Okay, well, we need to cancel this then. If he's not able to service you.
3 hours.
Okay, sir, you may be, you may have to get another tow anyway, another service provider. So you don't want me to cancel this out and start another one? I mean, or find another provider?
No, I'm going to hold off for now, because like I said, it took 3 hours, and this guy just called me and said it's going to be another hour.
And see, our training is, since this is a truck, that they would do that we request a flatbed tow. And what was
right.
He? Okay, so what was he?
He said he doesn't have a dollar. He asked me
they
if it was
don't
a
have a dollar. Okay. All right.
Because they're calling me over an hour after they were supposed to be here, asking me, saying they're on their way, they'll be an hour out, and then ask me, do I have a two-wheel drive, and tell me they have to go back to the yard now and get a truck, a different truck.
Well, to be honest, sir, you may be waiting longer, but that's your choice. And why would you wait when it's already been over the two-hour period?
Well, that's what I'm saying, because he's saying they'll be here in an hour. And
you guys
it was 2 hours.
I was supposed to have
a tow truck here by 8:58.
Okay. Okay.
So
your
original estimate was a 2 hour wait. If it's down to like, if it's an hour wait now, if you're going to tell me another 2 hours for a new tow truck,
well, sir,
like when I called
the,
it 8:58.
The ETA is stated by the service provider, not us. So if they tell you that it's going to be a 2 hour, then that's on them. But if you want to wait another hour, you know, you can.
I guess what I'm saying is, if you were to look for another service provider, who's to say their ETA is not going to be 3 hours like this?
Yeah,
one?
that's true. But see, it wasn't supposed. We are not. We are required to take a service request of up to 2 hours, no more. And it says 2 hours on your ticket.
Yeah, and we're now at, what, three?
Okay. Pardon me?
And we're now at three?
Okay. So you're going to wait?
No, you know what? Go ahead and cancel it and send me a different tow. Their app thing just went up. Now it's at 45 minutes. And it was at 41 before is what it showed, even though you said 50 to an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But the time thing looks like it's driving out the direction. So, yeah, go ahead and cancel it and give me another tow.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.